Hi, you are listening to She's Unstoppable, where we are having a series of conversations about how to transform your mind, body, and spirit to succeed so you can create more money and more impact in your soul-filled business, whether you're just starting out or growing to the next level. I'm Wendy Collier, former corporate hostage, now multiple six-figure business owner. I am extremely passionate about helping you know exactly what you are meant to do and how to make money doing it. Ready? Welcome to today's episode of She's Unstoppable. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to She's Unstoppable. Today, we're going to talk about sales and marketing redefined. I love this topic because I have a marketing background and we need to redefine it. And we're with Erica. Erica Duran is a freedom business model mentor, a luxury lifestyle designer, digital marketing expert, and hardcore minimalist. She is a digital nomad that travels full time with her two long-haired mini dachshunds, living at Airbnbs and resorts that sponsor her podcast and videos. Erica helps her clients set a lot of the typical internet marketing rules on fire and helps them design a unique brand essence that will stand out online that earns at least 5K to 20K a month. She teaches them how to trash their to-do lists and work from a state of alignment and daily practices instead. Sounds good. Hey, Erica, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Good to get to know you a little bit more and introduce you to our audience. And I always like to start with your story. How did you come into this business? How did you know this is what you were meant to do? And did you ever have a corporate job?
I did. I worked in corporate for a really long time. I worked at, it's easier to say which hotel chain I didn't work for. So I worked for every hotel chain but Hyatt. I was everything from a front office manager to a director of sales to national sales and marketing director. I was had a really big, you know, six-figure corporate job, and one day just kind of got just fed up with the politics and quietly packed up my stuff at lunch and left and didn't go back. So it wasn't just walking out of a McDonald's job or anything. Right. It's pretty important job, director of sales for Hawaii and the Western region of the United States. And, I tried all different kinds of businesses, and I wouldn't say I tried and quit a lot of different businesses. They just kind of evolved. So I started as a professional organizer and did that for a really long time. We were organizing people to, and we also consigned their belongings so that they can fulfill their dreams, whether that was to go on a vacation or start their own business or write a book or something like that, just selling their clutter. I was always about getting them the lifestyle that they desired. And so that evolved into business coaching for other professional organizers that wanted to get online. And then that evolved to teaching everyone else online marketing and business.
So what caused you to walk out of the director of sales job?
It was the politics were always bad, but I came back from a vacation and they just were insane. And there's a lot of scapegoating and finger pointing and all kinds of things. And I called my husband at the time when I got back from vacation, because we just got back, and I told him kind of what was going on from the hallway. I was in the hallway on my cell phone, and he's like, just leave. And so I just left at lunch and didn't go back.
That is courageous. So you clearly have the courage muscle going on. So then you started this pro organizer business, and you were helping people to live their dream lives. And in the meantime, you were building your dream life, right?
Right, right. And then probably about 10 years in, I really wanted to fulfill my own dream life. I think this was maybe around... Well, I read Tim Ferriss's book when it first came out, and I always knew that lifestyle was possible, but it didn't really seem to be able to work for me until the technology got a little bit better. And it just, there was a timing thing, I guess, for me. So I didn't really full on sell all my belongings and become a minimalist and have the online business where I didn't have to drive to people's homes and help them organize and sell their stuff till around 2012.
Okay. All right. So you built this amazing business, and did you ever encounter, like, share with us a little bit about kind of that first year or two of being online? What was that like for you, and what kind of struggles did you face?
Yeah, well, I felt a little bit like, not like a fraud online, but I had so many in-person clients from professional organizing and that evolving to how to market your business online, that I had a lot of clients, but they weren't all in the beginning exactly from the online world. So that was getting my first client online was just so amazing. And, a celebration, because, you know, it worked. It finally worked. When I wanted to go online so bad, I told a little white lie. I told some of my in-person clients that I'd be traveling and I need to do their session on the phone or on Skype or some other way. And when I did that, we actually got more done and were more focused than if I was there in person.
Right.
So I knew it could completely work. And then I just went, cut it all off and went full online, stopped running around to all the networking groups.
It seems like a lot of us started that way. When I first started my coaching business and I was still in corporate, I was running around. I was literally delivering flyers to different stores and things like that with my information about my coaching business. At the time, I was a fitness and nutrition coach.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to, 2 days a month, go from like 8 a.m. till 10 p.m. at all the different networking groups. So I was batching it, but that was a long day, and I'm an introvert. So that was not my best day.
Yeah. I think it's important that everyone hear, you know, the beginnings, because we see the current present day online presence and say, wow. And there could be some folks that compare themselves and things like that. But how many years you've been in business now? Like you said, I think since 2012 in this business, right?
Right.
Yeah. So it's been quite a long time. 7 years is a long time to build up your client base, build up your experience. Yeah. Good. So has this idea of sales and marketing, has it ever held you back? Have you ever had struggle with it?
Well, yeah. We talked about this in the pre-call that I used to sell $100,000, $200,000 Marriott timeshares and not even blink. I mean, it didn't feel real. It didn't feel like my money or anything. Right. And then the moment I went to sell my first, you know, ebook, I was like, oh my gosh, should it be $2 or $4? I don't know. Mm-hmm. And just all the second guessing around a $2 ebook was insane.
Yes. So where do you think that was coming from?
Well, when you switch from the corporate experience to your own thing, the thing you created, the thing that your name's on, the thing that your family and friends don't understand, it causes a lot of fear and blocks and procrastination and all of that. So, that's why I think a lot of coaching nowadays is around mindset and not as much strategy. And we need a great balance of both. We can't just be all mindset. We need to hustle a little bit.
Yeah. But like we had this conversation before, you can have all the strategies in the world, but if your mind is stopping you from doing the strategies, then it doesn't matter that you have the strategy.
I see it every day. We are constantly giving our clients new tools and new platforms, software, things that they can do to get in front of people in different ways, all different ways for all different personalities, and just giving them all these different strategies and they just won't do them. They come on board, they want to pick their colors and their font and do their website and do their photo shoot and do their set up their Twitter and all these things. And then I was like, okay, you're all set up. Your packages are ready. Everything's set up. Now it's time to do the real, you know, work. Now it's time to launch. That's what I called that one article. I said the real launching or the real way to start your business or something like that. It was like, you think you launch when you hit publish on your website. That is not anything. That's the start of, that's the start of you actually launching. That's not when you've launched.
So one of those moments for you was when you went to sell the ebook and it was, you know, you were trying to decide whether it should be $2 or $4. So how did you overcome your personal obstacle around that?
I think back then, I think I just started it at $2 and maybe the next one came out at $4. I don't even remember now. That's what's so silly is, you know, these things are such big deals. And then later on, it's retrospect. You're like, I can't even remember how that happened now.
What do you think caused a shift for you though on a money mindset of earning money, being you doing your work versus like selling a Marriott timeshare? Was there any click that you had in your mind that caused a shift there?
There was a couple times where I would have these feast and famine cycles and I would have, you know, 20K weeks or something huge like that. And then go back down to zero for a few months. And these feast and famine cycles were killing me. And I knew that it had to do with mindset and kind of a fierceness in marketing, not just a consistency, but a fierceness. 'Cause you can post things all day long and no one pays attention to them. There has to be this fierceness that comes out and this, no matter what, I'm doing this, I think, to really get over that hump. And unfortunately, a lot of times you do have to be backed up against a wall to fight back with that. And I got a higher level coach that really helped me through a lot of these pieces. And it was more of a click inside me that I was just not available to be broke and struggling after a few months ago. I just had this huge month, you know? So I think it was more about that. But even in the beginning, I felt like I was meant to do something big and to help a lot of people. And it just felt like the only way to do that was to charge appropriately for them to invest enough in themselves to get results. And that's the same thing I saw even with professional organizing. If anyone said, I had packages in organizing, so because I knew that I couldn't help anyone in 1 hour one-off session. Right. Just knew, I mean, what are we going to do? A pencil drawer? Like, I mean, that's helpful, but what are we really going to do in an hour? And professional organizing takes a lot of mindset work too, because they're releasing their stuff physically, not just mentally, but physically releasing their stuff. So I saw it back then even that the people that really wanted to make a change, they paid a premium price for it and they got results. And it's the same thing when I needed the money mindset help. I just couldn't read another book about it. Mm-hmm. I had to actually have someone reflect back to me what was going on and see outside of myself and just kind of not a rah-rah cheerleader, but just a, hey, I did it. You can certainly do it. Your content's better than mine kind of thing, even my coach said.
Oh, I love it. Now we've talked a lot in this series about how important mentorship and coaching is. I mean, and it's not just because we're mentors and coaches. If I wasn't, I would still recommend that. And I have in the past. It's just essential that we learn from those who've come before us because we don't know what we don't know. We also don't know what's appropriate for where we are in our own journey versus someone else. And that personalization, you know, you can get with being coached by someone is just huge. It can save you years of struggle and lots of wasted money on things you don't need.
Yeah, so much money. I mean, my clients are all the time, you know, do I need to spend this on Infusionsoft? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? I think I run my business on less than $200 a month. I don't think you need any of those fancy tools. And a lot of people that aren't in the entrepreneur world or self-development world, they'll come up to me like a cocktail party or something and say, oh, you have a coach? You're a coach. Why do you need a coach? You must suck as a coach. I'm like, no, I want to do even more and be at an even higher level. And I can't see what I'm doing from the inside. Right. So I call them muggles sometimes, the non-entrepreneurs. They don't see it sometimes and they don't get it. So just let them be.
Well, until you have the experience, you don't know, you know?
Right.
It's just important to get that experience. So what do you think, how do you think we can redefine sales and marketing so that it works in a way that feels better?
Yeah, well, I have a lot of clients coming to me that are a little bit older than the, you know, millennial generation and the 30-year-olds and all that. And they see all these beautiful Instagram spreads and they see all the heavily stylized pictures and things like that. And they get afraid to put themselves out there. And they're the ones that have a lot of real business experience and a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom, but they're not getting seen sometimes over the fear of marketing and that their pictures aren't as good and they're not a, you know, social media celebrity. So there's so many other ways that you can market and reach your ideal clients and customers directly without putting on a big Kardashian-like show on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And what would that look like? So there's a way for us to be authentic to who we are and to our personalities and not pretend like we're someone else.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And I this is just something that's coming up for me just in the last few weeks. I'm just really tired of the boss, lady boss, bitch boss, badass, like all that jazz. I'm just kind of tired of it because everyone's using it. I'm just kind of tired of it. And I just want, if you are a more refined person, then that should come out in your marketing. I see a lot of refined people kind of swearing a lot in their marketing. And it's not that it's not authentic. It's that they're just doing it for shock value. If that's really how you speak and that's really what you want to say, fine. I swear a lot too. But if it's not authentic to you, don't do it just for shock factor. And then even now, it's getting a little overused because so many people have used it for shock factor. So that was just to get off my soapbox now about that.
It is everywhere. And I think a lot of folks can't relate to that. And so I think the message here is that you can be free to be you, period. Right. You don't need to start swearing if you don't swear to have a successful business. You don't need to be a bikini model to have a successful online business. You don't need to have an amazing Instagram spread. You know, the most important thing is to really know who you are and to find your genius, find your soul fuel, what I call soul fuel, and find your genius and amplify that, which is going to feel a heck of a lot better than trying to sell or market somebody or something that doesn't exist.
Yeah. And I see a lot of people, I mean, a lot of people with great Instagram spreads do know what they're talking about and do have something interesting to say. I see a lot of them. It's just like a house of cards. They don't really teach anything. They don't really have a strategy. They're just sharing pretty images and saying clever things. And people are signing up with them and wondering why their business isn't running well. So I just think there's a bit of a disconnect there. And then on the other hand, we have these ladies that have real leadership and business savvy from corporate or from their own business, and they're not being seen. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to bridge the gap for them with different tools and strategies that work for their personality, and then just simplifies it too. If they're not you know, if they don't want to have that much technology in their life, just to simplify it and streamline it as well.
Yeah. So you told me about Google Bait before. Can you touch on that real quick? Just like give us a general overview of what that does from this point of view. So what we're wanting to present here is just an option for those of you who feel a bit overwhelmed by technology and you think it's complicated to get attention online. This is one way, right, Erica, that you think?
Right. Google Bait is SEO re-engineered. So it's a new way of doing SEO so that Google's organic search can find you without you having to pay for Facebook ads or Google ads all the time. These pages just keep working for you all the time too, and they're set up to based on keywords to attract your ideal client. So that's one way that we built this entire software platform, because my clients would get to the point where their website was done, but then they were deer in the headlights about hustling and they wouldn't do that extra push. So here's, you know, what can we do for these people? We're supporting them with another tool. But Google Bait's just one tool in our toolbox. I have a client that's killing it selling $700 to $1,000 stylist packages, going to old-fashioned networking groups because that's what she wanted to do to start, and that's what she wanted to do to get her beta clients. She's having a great time. She made money within the first, I'd say, 30 days of being serious with her.
That's a good way to put it. That's a great way to put it. Yeah. Let's count it on when you were serious and when you were not so serious.
Right. And she's having a great time. And she's building her online business in the background. But she started that way. Yeah. I have a client that hosts workshops online, I think, twice a month. And she just sets up her Zoom camera, films herself, and that's all she does. She doesn't do any Facebook Lives or anything.
Yeah.
And then I have other ones that do Facebook Lives. So there's just so many ways. I have some that just reach out one-on-one on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So it runs a gamut, and there's a marketing strategy that'll work for you, and the energy of that, of your personality, will come out, and you won't be scared to death of doing a Facebook Live or something. But I've with myself, even I've had to catch myself, is this me just being scared of something, or is it really not me? So I tend to try everything and see if I get over it. Because like Facebook Live, I got over it in the first Facebook Live, and I put it off. I put it off for a long time, and then I got over it the first time. But there's some things that, you know, maybe just, oh, I do not like doing that.
Right. I think the key is to just try it. Like you're not going to die. You won't. No one's going to reach through the computer and choke you. I always tell my clients, I tell them to just experiment with the different formats and see which is your sweet spot. Some of them are really good on Instagram stories, you know, they're better on stories than they are on Facebook Live or whatever it is, but you don't know until you try. And then it's the most important thing is not, you don't have to do all the platforms first and foremost, and you can find the platform that works really well for you where you feel good. Yeah.
And try it sooner than later so you know, and you can get it out of your head. You don't want to be worried about, should I start a podcast for 3-6 months? You want to just try it. I don't like podcasting, and then get out.
Yeah. It's all learning. It's an experiment. One big experiment. That's really good. I liked how you said you just tried. You were probably like worried about Facebook Live, then you just did it, and then you realized, wow, this is really easy. Like, what was I all worried about?
Yeah. What was the 3 months of, you know, mindset clutter about?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So this is one way we want to help everyone understand how you can redefine sales and marketing, because here's the real truth is that if you don't know how to do sales or and marketing, you won't have a business that lasts or any business that can sustain you financially. And so it's important to have on your radar and to really start to look at it differently, because those words can have a negative connotation. So I like this conversation, Erica, because it's helping everyone to see it in a different light. See it as a game, as something you can just play with. We're focusing more on marketing than sales today, but you know, see what works, what doesn't, and just get in the game. That's the most important thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you're always testing. I mean, 10 years in, you're going to still be testing because things shift so much. I mean, 2 years ago, Facebook groups were the jam. So we're mm-hmm. always testing and things are always changing. So
we
got to get in and see what is your unique branding, what is your unique style of marketing. And you know, I'm a big fan of only following one person at a time because it's just so overwhelming sometimes when you're new to follow 20 different people.
Yeah, you can get so confused that way.
That's your full-time job. Sometimes I tell my clients, they're like, did you hear so-and-so's podcast? And did you hear so-and-so's podcast? Mm-hmm. That's why you don't have any clients, because you're listening to podcasts all day. And I have three podcasts. I love podcasting, but...
I think what happens is when you're a student and you're learning about the online space, I was like this, I was reading and absorbing everything. There's a beautiful part of that, which is that student mindset of just, I'm a sponge, I'm going to take it all in. And you're so hungry to learn. Like, there's nothing wrong with doing that.
No, but they have to know that they're not going to get results from that.
And you'll get confused.
Right.
I know I did. Confused. I was like, wait a second, should I be doing Facebook ads or should I be doing, I was just following, you know. Mm-hmm. What people were saying until I got a coach who really understood me and my business, who could focus on my specific plan. That's when I got traction.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So quick question, because we're actually coming up on our time, which is,
It's
amazing. I'm curious, was there a time or has there ever been a time in your business when you wanted to stop? Because this is the She's Unstoppable Summit. And I want to recognize that there are times and there are people out there listening right now who have been in business before, are right now, who are ready to give up and they don't want to, but they're feeling tired and overwhelmed. Have you had an experience with that before? And what did you do or what do you do when you feel that?
Yeah, I have that experience often, sometimes even several times a day. And it just doesn't go away. It never, ever, ever goes away. And everyone's always trying to get to that space where it goes away, and it doesn't. And the moment you realize it doesn't go away, then your spins and your binging on that bad mindset become shorter and shorter and shorter. So I think the goal is to kind of stabilize the ups and downs and keep an even keel and not let the outside circumstances reflect, you know, what's going on inside. It has to come from within and go outward, and then you're going to attract the clients anyway. So yes, to answer your question, I feel sometimes that way every single day. And it's just, it's catching it and getting out of it that makes the spin shorter. I used to spin for like 3 weeks or more.
Yeah.
And now it's just a brief moment. So you're never going to stop. I mean, maybe you're a magical unicorn and you'll stop. But I don't think if you're human and you're listening to this.
Yeah. We want to know you if you are one of those people.
Yeah. You'll do great. You'll do great if you are.
It's the same thing as fear, you know, it's the same kind of concept. I always talk about fear as a companion in our lives. It's just a matter of learning how to work with fear, how to manage fear, how to love your fear, how to learn from your fear, but not expecting it to go away. Because I think that's where the struggle and the angst is. It's when we're waiting for things to go away to get moving.
Right.
And we're not realizing that's part of the kind of the human condition, at least right now in our.
If you just wait, it's going to get worse. If you start taking an action, any action, it'll get better. Yeah.
Yeah. It starts to get a little quieter. Yeah. Okay. That's good. So thanks for your honest answer, Erica. Yeah. I really appreciate that. She's like, I feel it all the time, several times a day.
Yeah. I mean, my first job through college, I worked at Disneyland for like 5 years, and I'm always like, oh my God, I'm just going to go back to Disneyland.
That's like the dream kind of, it seems like it'd be
escape job.
Escape job. There you go. That's what I was looking for. Escape job. Yeah. Occasionally I'll look at a cashier at, and I'm like, she has no idea. I'm like kind of, you know, admiring right now. Oh my gosh. It seems so simple. But the truth is, people like us and everyone listening, you guys, we all are on a mission. We have a calling in our lives. That's why you're here. There's something very important for you to do in your life. And if you were to take the escape job, or you may already have an escape job, it's not going to feel fulfilling. As fulfilling is really following your calling. And we're not saying it's easy. It's something that it is unbelievably fulfilling. And there's times of complete bliss, and there's times of a lot of struggle. You know, it's all of it, right? But that's mm-hmm. the case when we're in jobs too. So in this way, you at least get to live your calling. And in the case with Erica, she has an incredibly independent, freedom-based business working from all over the world. And on that note, let's help everyone to get to know you a little bit better. You have this beautiful free gift, the Freedom Model Mini Business Plan. You want to tell us about that?
Sure. Yeah. I wrote this mini business plan for people because all the new clients kept coming to me saying, can you help me write a business plan? Can you help me write a business plan? And I knew that they didn't want a traditional business with funding. Like, a traditional business plan is really only necessary if you're seeking funding from an investor or a bank or something like that. If you're looking to have a freedom business, a laptop lifestyle kind of business, that's not really the route you take. There's other things that you need to focus on. Of course, having some sort of plan helps, but there's some key things that you can focus on and get up and running really quickly. And then if you're still dying to spend 3 weeks writing a business plan, you can go do that traditional one later.
Good luck. Enjoy.
Yeah.
I love this idea of a mini business plan. I agree with you. Unless you're looking for lenders. Yeah.
And I used to write these hand one by one for people that took advantage of my free strategy session. And mm-hmm. then there was so many parallels that I just mm-hmm. put it together into this one plan.
Brilliant. All right. So for those of you who want to grab that, go ahead and click the link below this interview player and get your Freedom Model Mini Business Plan. Thank you so much, Erica, for offering that and your beautiful wisdom today. We really appreciate the time you took to be on She's Unstoppable.
Thank you. It was a great call with different questions that I'm not asked. I love that.
Oh, good. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I appreciated your honesty. Thank you so much. And thanks to everyone listening, and I look forward to seeing you next time on She's Unstoppable. Bye for now.